you know, some people you can't even have a conversation with because their mind is so twisted and they really can't even hear you. They have a one-way conversation because it's all about them, their goal, the way they want it, you know. Doing rideshare for 10 years, 6,000 rides, and working around people, you know, the public for a long time. Most people don't listen, and they don't really care. They just have their agenda, and that's all that matters. And you can't break them. You could try to break them. It could be a family member or in-law, outlaw. You can't break them. They're not going to change. So you have to make a choice. You either walk away and let them be, or you deal with them. And you can't deal with them because they're irrational, so you just walk away. No logic. It's just insanity, to be honest. Total insanity. So you live in peace, you focus on the truth, and you focus on what you need to get done, and that's it. You set your goals, you set your intentions, you go, you do your thing, and let them do their thing. It's really a sick world. There's some psychopaths out there, people. And the way a psychopath thinks, you can't think that deep because they're so twisted in their thinking. If you do figure out what they're saying, if you can figure out, then you start to become like them. Praise God, you can't understand what they're meaning. Because if you did, you'd be just like them. It's kind of like that old story about some woman went to a funeral. Some man went to a funeral. No, some woman went to a funeral, saw some man. Next week she had another funeral and the man showed back up. It's like the psychopath was willing to take a life just to get the person to show back up. That's how sick these people are. You can't figure them out, and you don't want to figure them out, because if you figure them out, you're just like them. And so to figure out a psychopath, it's obsession to the hill, like a toxic obsession that they can't stop. And your only obsession in this life should be praising God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. But even God gives you a free will to in this little matrix, he gives you a free will to make some choices and choose this or choose that and go here and do that. Really, really off the roof. It's really off the roof. As you get older, you'll find out, as you do the inner work and you renew your mind and you start to walk in agape love and truth and peace and just minding your own business like the Bible says, then you'll find out that most of the world that you're in is in a death cult. They're all in a death cult. They're all chasing money, which is stupid because it's just printed money. They're all chasing something of the world, the flesh, and a pride of life. It's really just sick. The more you step back and look at the whole picture, you see that all man-made systems turn into idolatry. And a man-made system is not about the heart. It's about outward show, right? It's not about the heart, getting your heart right, it's outward show. in the past, I try to break somebody. Some woman acting stupid, I try to break her, you know, but you can't break them. Their pride has to be broken, and only God can break a person, and He does it right. Let God be true and every man a liar. Let God judge a matter, because all you do is keep doing your thing. You can't judge somebody. You can judge them enough to say, hey, they don't need to be in my world because their behavior is sick. And you just let them do their thing. Sick. They kind of reveal what they are. But at times you're thinking, that's so hard to believe that they're that evil that you don't want to believe it. But I promise you, a psychopath is that evil. The sociopath, the psychopath is evil. And if you jot down what they say, words that they say, and you put them all on a piece of paper and you look at all the data points, you'll realize you're dealing with a demon. You're dealing with a demon with no empathy, no sympathy, no compassion, no concern about anybody else, just outward show and image. And the only reason they're concerned about anybody else is because they want to look good in front of people. They're trying to get some flying monkeys to make them look good for their benefit, you know, whatever that is. Whatever they think the benefit is. And it can only be a few things: the world, the flesh, and a pride life. And the devil's full of pride, so you know it's pride. The devil's a liar. He's always been a liar. And it's not going to change. And the children of the devil are the same.